Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Kristen just pointed out a very interesting mystery we have going on in the studio this morning, and it leaves us all in concern.
It's not a mystery, because I know who was recording in here yesterday. Somebody from the youth group polished off our Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, that's what happened. So yesterday at this time, Kristen brought in the Mad Dog, which is from back in the day. If you were old school in the 80s or 90s, and you had no money, and you weren't supposed to be drinking because it wasn't legal at that age. You got yourself some Mad Dog. So it's making its comeback on TikTok. So she brought a bottle in yesterday. We all sipped it. I got a headache off of it and a dry tongue.
I was a little woozy off one sip.
Abby and I sipped it. You and Mo took a shot of it. It's supposed to be fortified wine, though, but I do feel like it's much stronger than that.
Yeah, it's not giving wine for me at all.
Yeah, right?
Mm. Yeah, it's giving formaldehyde to me.
But it was very nostalgic.
Yeah.
And it tasted pretty dang good.
For sure. It actually tastes better than I remember.
Right? But I thought so, too.
So we walk in here this morning, and Kristen notices that the entire bottle has been consumed.
Ooh, a little alcohol ASMR.
Yeah. So we were trying to figure out who might have drank the entire thing. Was it you and Rebecca in here yesterday?
It wasn't me. It was somebody's, for sure. I don't know if they want to reveal themselves, but it was definitely a couple of members of the Personality Hires podcast.
Yes. Okay. So as far as our Burt Show youth group and our Personality Hires podcast, he came in and tried it and really enjoyed it. And then somebody else came in and tried it and really enjoyed it. And I was still here because I took forever recording stuff after the show yesterday.
This feels like the game Clue.
Yes.
Jackson Kim.
Yes.
In the studio.
Yes.
With the Mad Dog.
Yes. And then also
Amber.
Well, Amber was intrigued by it, but she didn't take a sip.
I don't remember seeing Amber have a glass. I do, however, remember looking across the studio and seeing Mikey with a large chalice.
Yeah. That's on Mad Dog.
I think Mikey is the human version of a goat. A goat will eat anything. It doesn't matter what's in front of it.
I don't think a goat would survive that elixir.
I'm thinking that Mikey, it doesn't matter what's in front of him. He's drinking it.
How were Jackson and Mikey by the end of your podcast recording?
Oh, they were a little loopy. They were enjoying it, though. I mean, you could have told me then that was Camus, and they wouldn't have known the difference. They're like, this is divine.
Bless. So I initially thought, you know what? I'm not going to judge, but that could be Cassie, and it would be okay. I mean, she's had a long 3 years.
Listen,
Listen, I have a little better taste than fortified wine with scrubbing bubbles mixed in, okay?
Yeah, but it would have made sense.
Yes.
Okay, so it's Jackson and Messi.
And I hate to break it to you. I think you splurged and you overspent on the Burt Show Christmas party because we don't need a bartender. We just need some bottles of
$20 would have got the job, though.
Yeah, just one bottle. Just pass this thing around like the old days, man.
Dude, we can make that. So fortified wine has spirits added to it.
Oh, okay. Okay,
so we'll just get some wine, like some Boone's Farm, some brandy, and some Windex, and bam, yeah, we got a new flavor.
I felt very dispirited after having my shot, so I don't know. All right, Mo, so if you leave it to your lady and her perspective of things, perhaps on Thanksgiving, it was murder! Left her to die, according to her?
According to her. Her words, if you let her tell it, I left her to die while I was with my family. Apparently, I'm a very bad boyfriend. And it kind of, this kind of works out like a game in itself because everybody can tell me what they would have done. But relationships are hard, man. It's too much pressure for me. And apparently, I was supposed to keep her alive and I didn't do it. So it started from us all watching a movie. We were watching this movie called Blink Twice, I think is the name of it. My sisters were excited about it, and we sat down as a family to watch it. When the movie started, there was one point where we paused it, which if you watch a movie with a big family, you probably go through a lot. There's a lot of pauses. People have to go to the bathroom. They have to go get something to eat. They have to do whatever they have to do. So at one point of the night, I have to tell this part because I feel like I needed to defend myself. She says, I'm going to run upstairs and get something to eat. Do you want anything? I say, no, I'm fine. Well, do you want us to wait for you? She says no.
Oh, no.
So my sisters are like, no, we're going to wait for you. She's like, no, I promise you, it's fine. I'm okay. Y'all can keep playing it.
Is this the kind of movie that's basic enough? Like, hey, if I miss 3 minutes, I'm pretty much going to be able to get right back in the game.
Interestingly enough, the first half of it is, yes. Okay. The second half, it kind of picks up and it gets intense. The first half, you can. So I think I know her well enough to know if she says, don't worry about it, she means that.
Yeah.
She's not that into it. She's fine. So she goes upstairs. Now, it took her a little longer than I thought it would to get something to eat. So right around the time I started to think to myself, should I go check on her? She starts to come back downstairs. So she was fine. So I was like, you good? Like, why'd it take you so long? And she was like, honestly, I went up and laid down for like 10 minutes. I needed to go lay down. So I'm like, you could have just said that, but okay, fine. No worries. We go back to the movie. So we all stop. We have an intermission. We come back down. The movie starts again. At this point, she goes back upstairs because she has to use the bathroom. So I'm like, okay, cool. There's the bathroom upstairs. She goes to that one. No problem. About 20 minutes go by, and she still doesn't come back downstairs. So I'm like, she must really be handling her business. Mm-hmm. Right? Then another 10 go by. Now, at that point, I'm like, all right, it's taking her awfully long. So I look at my sisters, and I'm like, yeah, I think I should go check on her. And then my sister's like, well, I just came from upstairs towards where the bathroom is, and I didn't see her. I think she went up to the room. So at that point, I guess I had a decision to make.
Uh-huh.
And in my mind, if she went all the way upstairs to the room and she just told me that she went to lay down about an hour before that, I'm thinking she just went to sleep. So my first thought was to call her. But she left her phone. So her phone was where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't call her.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to go up not only one flight of stairs, two flights of stairs, to see what's going on.
You have long legs. You're going to get there faster than anybody else.
True. But the movie only had about 15 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
And she always takes this long anyway.
Okay.
So in my mind, well, she probably went to sleep. I'll just finish this 15 minutes of the movie, and then I'll go make sure she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like I did anything wrong. I go upstairs.
Did you really leave, like, right after the movie?
Right after the movie. I did. Now, we may have had to rewind a couple of times because of something that happened. So the 15 might have been about 20, 25, but I went right after the movie was over.
Okay.
And I go upstairs and I go into the room and she's not in the room. So now I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Why is she not in the room? So then that's when I see her coming out of the bathroom. So I'm like, oh my God, she's sweating and stuff. I'm like, are you okay? What happened? And she was like, my stomach, something happened.
Uh-oh.
I ate something really bad and I think I have food poisoning. And I've been laying on the bathroom floor for the past 30 minutes, and I feel like I was dying, and I was hoping at some point you would get the hint and come upstairs. And she's like, you left me to die over a Blink Twice movie. And I was thinking to myself, I didn't, No one thought, not only me, no one in my family thought, go check on your lady, make sure she's fine.
Right.
Everyone thought she just went to sleep.
Yes.
Until I got upstairs and realized that apparently I am the worst boyfriend of the year because I left her to die.
You're not the worst boyfriend of the year, but the
but you're in the 98th percentile.
But the moment your sister said, yeah, I was upstairs and she wasn't in the bathroom, that was the moment you should have, and she left her phone. If anybody leaves their phone, you know that something might be awry. You should have grabbed her phone and gone up there and checked on her.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's what she said.
Sorry.
I wouldn't have thought about it. I would have been as guilty as you.
I would have
thought that she went up the stairs to go to sleep.
I don't know. I'm not blaming you in this situation. Like, you're sitting down, your whole family's there, you're watching a movie, your mind, like, obviously hindsight's 20/20, so in the back of your mind now, you can be like, oh, maybe it would have been smart to go up at this point in time. But if you didn't get the sense that anything was wrong beforehand, in your mind, you're like, what's the worst that could happen? She's probably just passed out in the bed. So I'm not blaming you.
And let's use some common sense here also. If she was dead, right, then was the extra minutes that you were going to spend at the end of the movie going to help? She was already dead at that point.
What can I do?
Those are life-saving moments.
What could I do?
She would have wanted you to finish that movie with your family.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Later on in the show, we need to help out a family that needs help out big time before Christmas. This may be mom's last Christmas with her kids. If you're going to be in work, you don't have to miss this, but we're going to need your help over the next couple of days. So you can listen to the podcast later on if you really want to help. But we got the details coming up in an hour. And if you can't catch that live, catch it on the podcast. And you can get the podcast on any podcasting platform.
All right. This is a very special Dark Side episode, as I'm dedicating this one to our beloved Cassie. This is going to be the dark side of RV parks, baby.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
Cassie can already probably fill this out for you, as she almost, she did. She got into an RV park the other day that was right by a
maximum security prison. But the park itself is inside a nature preserve. How lovely. But now I know why it's so rural.
And Cassie has been living in this RV because her, you want to tell them the story real quick?
Yeah, long story short, bunch of trees fell on my house. When one went through the roof, insurance is dragging their feet. We can't go inside the house. So we're living in an RV.
So B-Town, blah-bitty, blah-bitty,
blah. Yeah, blah-bitty, 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 blah. I've been in my house for 7 months. Blah-blah-blah-blah.
All right, so we did a little digging. Reddit came through big time. There's actually quite a few, like, RV YouTubers out there, like the do's and don'ts of RVing and sharing like the different, like, you know, petty fights they get in at RV parks. Like somebody's taken my electricity plug or something like that, little things like that. But I picked the ones that I thought were the most intriguing. And of course, we're going to kick it off with feces. Are we ready?
Okay. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's late enough in the show. We can start with this.
Yes, of course. The RVer decided to take a quick shower after a long drive. However, as they stepped out of the shower, they noticed something unusual. A few bubbles emerging from the toilet. This was an odd occurrence they had never seen before. So the RVer dressed and informed their partner outside about the bubbling toilet, suggesting maybe you need to drain the black tank. What is the black tank, Cassie?
The black tank is where all your poop and pee-pee goes.
But of course, he did not drain the black tank. Instead, he returned inside the RV, stared at the toilet, and decided to press the flush pedal on the toilet. Because lots of toilets don't have handles. They have what, Cassie?
They have foot levers, and you push it down, and it goes psh, like an airplane toilet without the suction.
Like a poop throttle.
Instead of resolving the bubbling, the flush pedal unleashed what could be described as a feces geyser from the toilet. I slipped on the water that was on the floor and slammed into the hallway wall, thinking I probably broke a toe, they were called. But yeah, so a feces geyser inside the RV.
Neat.
Wow.
Next, an RVer named Brian shared a story with Changing Lanes. There's also all kinds of like a little cute like RV websites, like one called Changing Lanes. And he shared a story about his retired aunt and uncle's RV adventure across Canada. You've been to Canada. You love Canada.
I do.
One morning, his aunt left the RV to shower in the remarkably pristine campgrounds. Because it's Canada. That probably wouldn't happen in the U.S. Upon her return, she discovered the RV and her husband had vanished, with neither of them carrying a cell phone. In her bathroom, she waited in the campground office with her toiletries for a seemingly endless 4 hours. Eventually, her husband returned, revealing that he had inadvertently driven off without checking to see if she was still inside.
Inadvertently. Wait.
My bad, babe.
Oops.
That is not possible. That's on purpose. Either if you're towing an RV, you can't be in it while it's towing and like stuff moves around and slides. You can't be in it. And if you're driving it, it's very clear she's not in it. He did it on purpose.
You think?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes old people are dumb.
That's RVPI right there.
All right. This contributor to another website, RV Lifestyle, and fellow RV park residents in a very tranquil and well-frequented state park witnessed a Class A motorhome exploding into flames. A woman covered in burns rushing out of the blazing RV, followed by a man who also bore burns on his body. Amid the chaos, 911 was called. Emergency responders arrived on the scene. It wasn't until the next morning, after a long and eventful night, that the police conducted interviews with the witnesses. The startling revelation came to light. The RV had been a traveling meth lab.
What?
For real? It was like straight up Breaking Bad.
Real life.
It was.
Wow.
Yes. And then I saw this headline, but I'm debating. I'll let you tell me if you want me to proceed. Police raid on nudist RV park in Colton leads to arrest in connection with missing couple.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so there's
a... Is it nude?
Right? Same thing. There's a nudist RV park in San Bernardino County. Okay. And it became the scene of a bizarre crime after police raided a trailer belonging to a man suspected of the possible murders of his elderly neighbors. And also the family dog Cuddles.
Cuddles?
Damn.
Yeah, he ended up, like, He murdered this elderly couple in his nudist RV cat park.
Were there like bodies in the RV?
No, like they went and they took a battering ram to his RV, and then like he had like they
babes,
had.
It's not that hard to get into.
It was like a police cat of some sort, and they rammed because he was like holed up in his RV, and I don't know if they found the bodies, but everybody's like, yeah, no, he done it.
It really is an easier crime. You're already in your getaway vehicle when you commit the crime.
That's a fair point.
Here's my real question. Was he naked when they broke in?
That is a great question. That I do not have the answer to, but I'm assuming since it's a nudist RV park that yes, so, he was.
The Burt Show.
America loves crap. That's what we do here. We love crap.
That's right? How Tiger King got so successful.
Right?
It was also at the beginning of the pandemic. We just really needed something to bring the country together.
Perfect timing.
Help us get through that difficult time.
All right, sticking with Netflix here. Mm-hmm. America loves crap. It has been widely known and widely reviewed that The Merry Gentleman that Abby was telling us about on Netflix the other day, it's just a crappy, it may be one of the worst Christmas movies of all time, yet it's in the top 10 on Netflix yet again.
It's so bad. I was watching it, and literally the only thing getting me through it was around like 35 minutes in, Chad Michael Murray takes his shirt off, and I'm like, all right, I'll buckle in a little longer. Then I made it through.
The premise again of this movie, and then I'm going to play the original movie trailer, and then I am going to play another trailer, which would make the original not even, they wouldn't even consider putting it in a production. So the first trailer, what's it about?
Oh, the first one is about this, you know, big city girl. She's basically a rocket. She's a part of the Jingle Bells. And she's this dancer that's been around for forever. They consider her a legend, but she's aging out. So they kick her out of the Jingle Bells. She goes home to her big city or to her small town where her parents own this bar. And the bar is failing. Rent is due. They owe like $30,000. So she's like, what are we going to do to get the $30,000? And she's like, why not? We make the hot bartender strip and the hot carpenter strip and the hot guy down the street strip. And they slowly work their way up to paying off the debts through 25 minutes of male shaking ass.
Okay, so this is the original trailer for The Merry Gentleman.
Christmas at the Rhythm Room used to be a tradition around here.
But now it's on life support.
There's got to be a way to get people excited about this place again.
Well, you think male strippers are the answer?
Male Dance Review.
Men taking their clothes off?
It's men taking their shirts off.
He's cute. He's available.
We only have until Christmas to save this place, or it's gone forever.
Okay, so that's the original trailer. Somebody did make a very interesting point. If this was the other way around and it was women doing the stripping in 2024, this movie would never be made ever. Now, this is a really cheesy, funny, supposed to be funny trailer, but the point is no way this gets made.
Christmas at the Boom Boom Room used to be a tradition around here.
But now it's on life support.
There's got to be a way to make people excited about this place again.
What about female strippers?
Exotic dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Women taking their clothes off.
Hey, she's hot.
She's available. Her boyfriend's in jail.
Come on, girls. We've got to save this place. Bust him out for the Boom Boom Room.
So point is, men stripping good, women stripping never gets made.
Yes, it does. Hey, there was just a Jennifer Lopez movie about stripping called Hustlers.
Was there?
Yes.
It wasn't a Christmas movie, though.
No.
That is for sure.
Fun fact, after listening to both trailers, I'd be more obvious in the second one.
All right, Mo and I are here to say, look, why even try to fight it? We both have women that we love, and we are both whipped.
Yeah, I guess it comes to a point in a man's life when you have to admit that. And so, Bert, you made us make a list of this, and it made me actually sit down and think about some of the things that I am whipped about. And the list is a little longer than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I had the same experience yesterday. And I think our producer Katie, was the one that called it hashtag team whipped.
All right.
So maybe we do this where you do one, I do the other. These are things that we would have normally never done. But once a dude falls in love, you know what? You're willing to do anything for your woman. So I can also ask the same question when we go through our list here is, when did you know that you had them? All right, if he's going to do this for me, then I got this guy. Like, if he's a Georgia fan and you're a Tennessee fan, there's a song about it, right? And he puts on your jersey, right? You know at that point, he's whooped.
I don't want that man.
Whoop. I say the same thing about that song. I've said it for months.
I absolutely don't want that man. You got to stay loyal to your team.
Absolutely.
That's what drives me crazy about that song. Yeah. I brought this up months ago.
I seriously, like, I don't want that man.
Right. But they are doing things that they normally wouldn't do. 1-855-BIRCHOW, if you can point to that. So why don't you go, then I'll go, and then you go, and then I'll go.
Okay. It's a funny little whipped tennis match that we got going on here.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, I'll set it off. Staying with the Christmas theme, the first time I knew I was definitely down bad in that rock bottom was the matching Christmas pajamas.
Oh.
That's a thing that they do every year with her family, and I tried to fight it as much as I could. It was a onesie. It didn't have pockets. Oh. I was down bad, bro.
And in your family, even though you guys are close, they never went to that kind of depth.
Never. Okay. Never in life, but she got me there.
I'm just curious, because I know she has a cute little dog named Foxy. Does Foxy also get matching pajamas?
Of course, Foxy.
Wow.
But in my defense, I wore my regular outfit until I got to her house because I ain't want nobody in the street to see me like that.
Imagine getting pulled over.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, there's only one more level of that. Did you take a picture with Foxy in hand, in costume, with your pajamas on also?
I got out of the picture. Okay. I did not do that.
Right.
Yeah, I held it down.
You got 1% dignity left, man. Okay, that's good. I'll start off with this. I'm originally from San Diego, and I absolutely hate the cold. I will do anything to stay away from the cold and snow. And this weekend, when it is what, going to be December 7th or so? I am going to Chicago this weekend with Amanda for no real reason. She's working and she invited me to go. And I'm like, Chicago in December sounds great. All right.
You're going to freeze your balls off.
Freeze me balls off.
Staying in the theme of cold and Christmas, I have never put up a Christmas tree since I've lived alone in my entire life. And I found myself putting my Christmas tree up alone the other day. So it'll be up by the time she comes back.
Aww.
No, don't do that. Y'all are making it worse. Don't do that. I couldn't believe it.
It's sweet.
You guys, Kristen, you have witnessed this, that I cannot dance.
Nope.
I hate dancing more than anything else. But here I was when Amanda and I were going on our vacation to Argentina. I'm the one that signed us up for tango lessons.
What?
I'm the one. Okay. It wasn't even suggested. It wasn't like, hey, Bert, we should try tango. And then me going, okay. It's like, hey, Amanda, what do you think about doing tango lessons? All right?
Yep.
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Going back to sports now, two things I've done that I couldn't believe. One was when I got my Cowboys tickets, I didn't even think about this until we got to the game. But she was like, I'm very shocked that you invited me and you didn't invite your dude. Because I always invite him. And even he said, bro, your girl don't even like football. And you just completely forgot about me. And worse than that, there was a Sunday when I was watching football. And I looked at her and I was like, is there anything else you want to watch? And I heard it come out of my mouth. And I wanted to take it back immediately because I have never asked somebody if they wanted to watch something while football was on in my life.
And she was like, yes, The Married Gentleman on Netflix.
She made me watch reality TV. A little bit. I never asked her again, but I knew I was down bad.
This one just popped into my head for a hashtag Team Whipped also, is that last Sunday, we're all in the house, and she has her four-year-old over at my house, and it's Sunday. It's football Sunday, and she says, is there a game you want to watch on TV? Because we only have one TV in the living room, and of course there's a game on that I want to watch any. And I said, for what reason? She's like, oh, my son wants to watch Elf. And I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah. You feel broken right after, right?
No. I don't need to watch that really great game that I got $100 on.
Something that has surprised me is I've noticed the other day I've gotten to this point where I feel weird making a decision without asking her first.
Ooh.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
You gotta bounce it off of her. Yeah,
right.
even if I go with what I was already thinking, just to just do it, and I'd say, what you think about this? It feels weird, and I don't like that. I'm independent.
I really find out I'm very less independent than I thought, and Kristen brought this up last week. Kristen, how do I feel about food throughout my life?
You could care less. It gets you from point A to point B. It's just fuel for your body. You don't enjoy the taste. You just need it for a necessity.
I just would rather be doing anything except eating, to be honest with you. Yet, here we are again, going down to Argentina, and I'm the one that books the walking food tour. 8 different places to have different empanadas and asada, and I'm the one. I'm the one that books it. She's like, who are you? Because she loves food and she loves wine.
I don't know if other men can relate to this, but this was big for me. I censor my speech. I'm a New Yorker. If it come out, I say it. I've never filtered myself before. But there are a lot of times when I'm about to say something that I'll think, oh, maybe I should kind of word that differently.
Okay.
And as soon as I think it, I feel so
whipped. You put the brakes on, man. Yeah.
Are you whipped or are your women making you better people?
Oh.
Okay, Socrates.
A little bit of both. Two things can be true.
Yeah. sticking with going to Chicago this weekend, she and I were texting with each other yesterday, and she made a joke, something about like, hey, don't make me put ice skates on you. And I texted back immediately saying, that would be lovely. I would have no problem ice skating in Chicago in December. And yep. She missed the joke because I thought it was a great suggestion.
Yeah, I'm going ice skating for the first time next month. I know the feeling, bro.
That's the sure sign, maybe. If you're a guy and you're asking yourself, am I whipped or not? Yeah. If she says, hey, let's go ice skating, and you go, okay, you are.
You're whipped. Just accept it.
Unless you're a hockey player.
Unless you're a hockey player. Right.
And last on my list is, like I told y'all yesterday, she has me wearing swim sets. I've never worn swim sets.
Imagine pajamas and swim sets.
It's bad. Okay. It's all bad.
And my last hashtag team whipped is, at some point I agreed to go apple picking.
That's worse than swim sets.
Yeah, I think so, man.
By the way, you're welcome.
Yeah, I think that was your suggestion.
No, it was not. That was all Amanda, but I had to be out of town and then somebody else had to be out of town, and so that you didn't have to go apple picking.
So we're not in apple picking season anymore now?
Oh, God,
it's over.
No. Yeah, no.
Windows closed.
Window is way closed.
Yeah.
But there's always 2025.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Off the air, we were just talking about this, and I just want to say it one more time. Okay, just because one or two of the members of The Burt Show aren't as good as other members about answering DMs, you cannot go to us to tell that person in our personal DMs to pass the information on to them. Not fair.
Yeah,
not fair.
Because you're not passing it on.
No, I'm not passing
it on. Until I brought it up today. You literally didn't pass it on. So I'm very proud of myself. I took a shower yesterday, which was a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Would you like a cookie? Small parade?
I couldn't muster up the energy to blow dry my hair, but I did take a shower.
You used the washcloth, right?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Yes.
It had been a couple days, so I used it. I scrubbed. Because I was very open and forthcoming yesterday about being in this like emotional lull. I'm having like a little mental health setback right now. Dealing with some anxiety attacks, and stuff like that. And so I got some really beautiful DMs yesterday from some people who were commiserating and giving me just loving support and advice, which was just, there was one in particular that literally just touched my soul. She was so sweet. And so we were talking about mental health because Abby has been going through some stuff. Cassie's going through some stuff. I'm going through some stuff. Bert, you said you two are going through some stuff, but you feel like we're so jacked up that you don't you don't want to do a pile on for the listeners.
I had my first therapy appointment yesterday in like 8 months, and I got some stuff going on, but I'm like, this show is so dysfunctional that I don't want to turn people off by thinking that as soon as they turn us on that they're going to hear some other jacked up mental health story. But I got plenty.
Yeah. But I do, and that's when I was like, dude, you just see my DMs. They blew up yesterday because I do feel like a lot of people are in that same, we're all on the struggle bus. I think, and that's why I think it's so important to remember that we are not alone in this, and also to be kind to one another because you don't know what somebody else is going through, and we all have our S, right?
Like, we're going to prove that in about half an hour, by the way.
Yes.
That we have a family that we're helping out that I think we're all feeling a little bit down, but in hearing her story, we're like, okay, all right, it's giving us some perspective on our stuff.
For sure, and I think, you know, gratitude can help dig you out of that hole for what you should be thankful that you have going on in your life, but that also it doesn't mean you need to diminish your feelings, or you can still validate your feelings while feeling grateful. It's just, it's a delicate balance, right? So I brought up my DMs to which you were like, yeah, why don't you answer your DMs, you dumb B?
I don't think I said B, but I might have used the word dumb because Kristen has publicly said she doesn't really answer a lot of her DMs.
It took every ounce of my being to take a shower yesterday.
I understand. Okay. And you handle your DMs and your business that way, the way you want. I have said that I will answer about 85% of my DMs. So people in hearing that have said, okay, I want to get to Kristen, but I'm going to go through Bert to get to her. And I'm going to let you know that when I get those DMs for Kristen, I am not passing them on. She is an adult. Okay.
I am.
She chooses to handle her business the way she wants, and it shouldn't pull from. And Abby is getting them for Kristen also. I get them for Mo as well.
I get them for Mo too.
Yeah. I get them for y'all too.
That all ain't gonna
the
time. Happen.
Actually, when I get them for y'all, the messages are usually much lovelier than the ones I get for myself.
Well, send us the lovely ones. We will answer those sure. So while we're here, even though we weren't going to go down this path for a second, do you think it's the season? What is it about the season that brings out, because it's supposed to be the best time of the year and family and spirit and all that. So I do feel like there is this tidal wave, at least in my friend group and in here as well, of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not dysfunction, darkness, what, struggling.
Yes. I don't think it's one note. I think it's a symphony of chaos that is happening right now for a lot of people. I think this is, I'm not going to use nuance, but I think it's layered. I think seasonal affective disorder is very real. I also do think we do have like an epidemic of mental health issues going on in our country that we need to get to the bottom of. I kid you not, last week when I was in my, you know, my throes of my like 3-day anxiety attack, I was standing in my driveway with three other moms and I was being forthcoming and I was telling them, I'm like, yeah, I'm just like, I'm on edge and I can't blah, 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 blah. And I was telling them everything. And I go, I really feel like my medicine's not working. I was on Lexapro. One was on some type of Zoloft. Somebody else was on something brand new I had never heard of. And another one was on Prozac. Yeah. Literally all four of us were on some type of medication. And I'm like, what is going on?
I like to call it Sir Mix-a-Lot season. Double up.
So I think also just like with social media and being inundated with bad news, because that's the stuff that sells. We know the drama sells and the bad news. So I think we are like constantly inundated with negativity.
But that happens all year long. So why is it only in December where it's really like doubling up?
I think it's because expectations change. Like, first of all, we all have like happy memories of the holidays. So I think when it comes around and it's sort of like this universal expectation that we're supposed to be happy this time of year, it's supposed to be a time for family and friends and Christmas cookies and all of that. And then when maybe you're not in a season where you're in the mood to experience that, it can feel like you've been set up to feel worse because the expectation is here. Whereas if you were feeling this way in January, nobody's expecting you to be happy and jolly. It's January.
Oh, okay. All right.
Makes sense.
And from a parent standpoint, I think too, that I now realize how hard Santa has to work to make magic happen.
Uh-huh.
And that's a lot.
I got you. Right. I saw you shaking your head also. You going through some stuff as well?
Yeah.
And it happens this time of year?
No, this all year for me.
you are a little more guarded, I think, than the rest of us. And I think it's a cultural thing as well.
I think a part of it is definitely a cultural thing. The other part of it is I've just been that way my entire life. Like, being transparent and vulnerable was something I had to work towards. That didn't come naturally for me at all. And I think the other part of it is guilt. I'm at a point in my life when I feel guilty if I start speaking about things that I'm going through or that's not going well. So most of the time, I just keep it to myself, but I laugh because I'm called the Grinch every year, but when I listen to people speak, man, Christmas is stressful for everybody. It really is.
Can we just skip it? I mean, the Jesus being born thing is pretty important, so you can't skip it entirely. But, I mean, is there any way we could just put the brakes on it a little bit? Just pump the brakes.
You want to get rid of everything and just maybe just, let's just do a simple birthday cake.
Yeah. How many candles we got to put on that?
The Burt Show.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.